Shalashia, we began to discuss in the Chodesh HaRishonim within the halacha of Ein Shalachas Va'Averos. The Gemara seems to present the reason for the halacha being the Ve'arav, the Ve'etav, the Ve'etav. In the Chodesh HaRishonim, whether this halacha is limited only to a case where the Shalachas is amazed, the Shalachas actively, intentionally knows that he's violating an Avera, or the reason why the Shalachas is okay. So Tosus let us believe that there's a difference between Dazen and Shalgate, and Tosus said that it's go through the Dazen of Svarah the Gemara, because the whole reason for the Halach of Ein Shalachas Va'Averos is based on the Ve'arav, the Ve'etav, and the Mishalmim. So that Svarah makes sense when the Shaliach knows that he's doing something wrong, he's not supposed to be answering to the Mishalach, he's closing the thinking of the Shalom. So then we say the Shaliach is the tailor, the Shaliach is in the dark, there's what's going on. So then that Svarah doesn't get off the ground. So the din doesn't apply. You then you revert back to the regular din of Shluch Chav Shabbos. This is Tosfos Mahalach in the Shluchim. So the Ritva disagreed with Tosfos. The Ritva said that there's no distinction whether the Shluch is Shogi or whether he's Mezid, but the Ritva gives two different reasons why that should be so. So the first reason why he disagreed with Tosfos' conclusion is the Ritva said that the reason of Ein Shalach Va'Avera is not really the Ve'arav, the Ve'etav, the Mishom. That's a drush. That's a semantic reason. But my said the halachic reason. That's the thing. That Gzeres HaKosov, of course, it took a little bit later on. That's when Jumel in the Sugya. Gzeres HaKosov said Ein Shalach Va'Avera. It doesn't matter whether the reason applies. The reason doesn't apply. Ein Shalach Va'Avera. That was the first reason why the Ritva disagreed with Tosfos. And the second approach to the Ritva takes is even the Fisho is right, that the source of the halacha is the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, so we could put a little bit of a spin on Divrei Rav. We could say that when the shaliach is a shogeg, so there's also a little bit of a svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. And namely, shaliach says, it's a toast, a person knows. Means that I would have known that this is an idea I never would have done in the first place. So I never intended to be a shaliach v'chiyah gav in under these circumstances. So that's also included in Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah. So at the end of the day, the Ritva disagrees with Tosfos, whichever version of this one we're using. The Maisha Taisha holds that Ein Shalachas Va'Avera applies only to Mezid, and this is a Zayt, not the Shogeg, and the Ritva disagrees. Of course, is there any riots for one way or the other, any Gemaras that should share, that could perhaps shed some light on this Machlokes Taisha of the Ritva? So we want to go through, level 10, to go through the three major figures in Shas that perhaps the impact on this discussion. Of course, none of the figures say anything directly about the topic. They wouldn't really enough to talk about. Each one says something that may be interpreted as about the riot that opened the Ritva. Let's go through the figures that the Rishonim discussed in this context. So the first is the second of the Mamakomos. It's a Mishnah that says Rav Kama, that I intend to mention. The Mishnah tells us that Gala Bishus Abaylim, this is Pasha, Chiv of Dal Zahay, that if a person steals an animal when in the rishus of the Bailim, the tavach amach chutz rishusam, and he shechts it or he sells it outside of the rishus. So shegalav chutz rishusam, the tavach amach birishusam, or shegalav the tavach amach chutz rishusam. In all these cases, so something is taking place outside of the property of the Bailim. So mishalim teshlumi avodah chenishus. So in all these scenarios, the person is considered to be a real bona fide ganos, and again, if you steal a regular object, then you have to pay cash. If you steal a shor or a seg, you shecht it or you sell it, then you have to pay dollars a hay. And now comes the Mishnah and says, what if about gana b'tavach amocha b'shusa? What if a person goes into somebody else's property and he quote unquote steals the animal, he shechts it right here and then, right in the other person's property? Then the Mishnah says, father, you know what? Did you really do a maisa geneva? Geneva means that you have to make a kinyan geneva. You have to actually literally acquire the animal as a ganav. And if you're just holding on to the animal, the other person's rishus, you didn't even take it out of his rishus, so that's not technically called a ganav. I guess we'll arrest you for trespassing, but we're not going to arrest you for robbery. You didn't take anything yet. You didn't do anything yet. Hoya Moshe V'yotei. So now Mishnah says, the Omeish Rishus Abayelim Potter. So let's say if I go into somebody else's property and I'm starting to drag the animal, I'm taking the animal with me, And as the animal is on the way out, so the animal dies. So potus, I'm not considered to be a real bona fide ganav, because once again, I didn't do a kinyan. Even though I did a meshicha, I started to drag the animal. You have a rule that meshicha doesn't work, b'shus hamocher. Meshicha is not effective in the property of the person who I'm trying to get the animal from. So here, it's not quite a mocha and a konah. Here, it's a ganav and a nigno. But the same idea, the halacha parallel, that meshicha is not going to work in the reshus of the nigna himself. So the reason behind all of the these details, this Mishnah, is really one basic principle. The principle is that in order to be called a God, in order to be Chayim in Kesh, in order to be subsequently Chayim in Dal Vehei, you have to do Asin in Ganeim. You have to do something which is effective, which really transfers the object into your Rishus, which is usually accomplished by actually taking it out of the other person's Rishus. However, comes the Mishnah says, Biho, what if I actually pick up the animal in the Rishus of the Nignav? So if I literally pick it up, I hope your Rishus by the board, if I literally take it out, from Meish Chayim, then I am considered to be a Ghana, because Hagbah is a kinyan, is an effective way of acquiring something, even Rishus Arocha. So if I want to buy a bag of potatoes from you in your store, so I can go to your store and pick them up. I pick them up, even though it's in your store, so I'm still going to be covered. So that's the cloud in Mishnah. But in order to be a label of Ghana, you have to have a kinyan Geneva, either through Mashicha, which has to be outside of the Rishus Arocha, or through Hagbah. But so far there's enough to do with us. This is the introduction to the next part of Mishnah. Nafsa the Bechor is Gino, all about Al-Chova, Lisha Mechinam, Lishoel, Lenosei Socha, Ulisocha. If a person gives an animal to a Kohen for the purposes of Pidgin Aben, or gives an animal to someone who he owes money to, or gives an animal to somebody to watch, or gives an animal to a Shoel, somebody to borrow, Lenosei Socha, Lisocha, or the Talatoma, the Sweet Sasha. Now I'm going to be intensely vague on translating the Mishnah. Nafno lebecheres b'no. He gave the animal for pigeon a day. He gave the animal to pay back a debt. We're not sure who the key is. We're not sure what exactly this case is. How does this relate to the first half of the Mishnah? But this concludes by a most chomesh, which is a bialim potter. And then the same pizbam, since those before, the sheikh was taking place, the shus a bialim potter. He gives the seer, which is a bialim potter. Whereas if he picks it up, or if he does the mashicha, so then he becomes chayav. The question is, what in the world is the second half of this Mishnah talking about? The first half, we understand, is in Pras Merubah, dealing with the Dinam of Geneva. So the first half makes perfect sense, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, you need a kin in Geneva to be chayav the Kef, or be chayav the Al-Bahay. But what is Pidgin Aben in Balchor, in Shemachinam? Those Bechidus, those Bavnasiyah figures, what is he doing here in the middle of the Mishnah, which is discussing Geneva and Kef on the Al-Bahay? So there is a major machlokes that we show them just literally type what is pshat in this Mishnah. So Tosfos understood that what this Mishnah is referring to is as follows. This Mishnah is also referring to Geneva, because well, that's the context, that's Parak Mu'uba, the seventh animal of the Kaaba, is talking primarily about Geneva. So this half of the Mishnah is also talking about Geneva. But whereas the first half of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Ganav himself does the Geneva, he physically does the Geneva, he goes down to the other guy's property and takes the animal out, that's where the Mishnah draws the distinction. If you take it out, you chay. If you pick it up, you chay. If you just walk around with it in the Rishos, then you potter. Comes the second half of the Mishnah and says that all of those halachas would also be true if the Ganav himself doesn't do the dirty work. If you have somebody else do the dirty work for him, who's the other person who's going to do the dirty work? So why would I want to steal? Why would I want to steal something? I'm not going to get it anyway. Why would I want to steal something? Well, I happen to have a little boy who has that pigeon event. And here's the big topic. He's going to do Pidgin Aben. He's trying to do Pidgin Aben. So what does he do? So he goes there and he says to the Kohen, oh, go and take that animal. He's moving the animal over there. Go take it. It's worthwhile stolen. So that'll be in lieu of Pidgin Aben. Or I owe money to somebody else. I say, go into the other guy's property and take his animal. Or, let's say, I want to give an animal to a Shemachidim, to a Shalom, whatever the case may be, all these cases, but I'm not going to touch the animal. I'm not going to get my hands on the animal. But I want to make sure that animal ends up in somebody else's property. So I go ahead and I tell somebody else to go and do the kinyan. So comes the Mishnah and says, so then what happens? So if the other person, the Kohen, or the Bachom, or the Shomer, or the Shol, etc., doesn't do the kinyan because he just drags it around and the other person's Rishos, so he didn't do a kinyan on it, so then the Mishaleach is Papa, because nothing happened yet. The same way as if I would have done it myself, if I didn't do a kinyan on that Chayav. So if I point somebody else, the other person's not going to be any stronger than me. But if the other person, maybe my shaliach, picks it up, or he's going to keep on it, so then chayev. Who's the word chayev going back on? Going back on the mishaliach. The person who's orchestrating this deal, who's appointing somebody else to steal something in his behalf, so he will be chayev. So basically, if we had to put in a nutshell what the second half of the Mishnah is driving at, the second half of the Mishnah is really a repeat of the first half of the Mishnah. The only change, just a small technical nuance of the change, in the first half of the Mishnah, the person himself is doing the act of Geneva. In the second half of the Mishnah, so I'm appointing somebody to do the physical act of Geneva on my behalf.
Why could that be any thought They wouldn't have the same halacha.
Oh, wait, hold on, wait a second. The Kum tells and says, this mission doesn't reach it. Kum tells and says, how can that be? How can the Mishnah say that if I tell you to go do a gneiv on my behalf, so I'm chayav? But we have a rule, the Gemara condition of days, that's the gain, so how can the Mishnah talk about that? Well, forget, not only is the Mishnah not talking, it's still chayav. It's happened to be a bit of shalichos by gneiva. Isn't that a classic violation of the rule of ain shalichos v'adair? So Tosfos are scrambling with Mishnah, says, wait a second, we learned condition of days, ain shalichos v'adair. We have a mission of a kama ayin test that seems to imply that yesh shalichos v'adair. It tells it must be that the mission of a kama is talking about an essential yesh and then a klal. It's talking about that one scenario where, yes, yesh shalichos v'adair. What is that one scenario that yesh shalichos v'adair? It sounds very simple. When the shliach is in a dock, he doesn't know it's fine. The shliach doesn't realize that he's doing an aveira. So if and when the shliach doesn't realize he's doing an aveira, remember the Tosfos on the Mendezian condition tells us, so the svar of divrei rav, divrei tama doesn't kick in. So the chiyagav, under those circumstances, in fact, the halacha is that yesh shliach with baveir. So the Tosfos, that's the mission of a kamayin tehez. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So remember when he started to translate the Mishnah, I said, Nassal Bukhari Bino, I said, I'm giving it for Pidyon Adan. I'm very vague in how to translate it. The Tosfos, you have to add one critical point to the translation. I'm the quote unquote Ganah. I want to take somebody else's property, but I don't want to take myself, I don't want to dirty my hands with myself. And on the other hand, I owe a Kohen Bach Shalom, or I owe somebody else $100, so I want to make sure the other person gets the animal. So I go to the Kohen and I say, listen, Mr. Kohen, remember I owe you five Shalom for Pidyon Adan? Go take that animal over there. It's my animal. Go, oh, yeah, it's going to make somebody else's property right now, but it belongs to me. Kohen doesn't know what's going on. Kohen says, yeah, of course, it's an event. That's from God. He wants to perform the mitzvah. The Kohen, that the person forgot of. So the Kohen goes ahead and does the quote unquote nice of Geneva. He's doing it, the Shogay. So says Tosis that the whole shot of the second half of the Mishnah is working with the premise that we're right. This is our biggest desire, that Yesh Lechad Vavera has exceptions, sometimes Yesh Lechad Vavera, the one case being the case of Shogay. Come other Rishonim and say, Mohoyu Dvarim Me'olam, Tosfos' whole pshat in the Mishnah is not correct. What's the fundamental flaw with Tosfos' pshat? Tosfos is assuming that Nasul Bechar Zeno means that there are really three people here. I'm the person who wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Pidyon Adan. Then we have the Kohen, and I'm telling the Kohen to go take it from somebody else. Questions are made. Because Yesh Lechem Shlech Etzetzer said to the Kohen, says Rashi, one of the trusted in the Mekan Rashi, called two trusted in the Mishnah, some of the Rishonim and say, that's not all the Mishnah. There aren't three people here. There is no God up here. The Mishnah is talking about plain and simple Pidyon Adan, plain and simple Piron HaChov, plain and simple Shomer, Shoah, Socha, etc. All the Mishnah is telling you is that if I give something to somebody else, the Torah is Pidyon Adan, the Torah is Pein Nachachov, the Torah is Shemira, the Torah is Sheela, at what point does the other person acquire the object that I can no longer back out of the deal? And the answer is, at the time of Mishicha. The answer is, at the time of Hadbah. Whatever is an effective kinyan in other areas of halacha, in regular mechira, is considered to be an effective kinyan in the realm of Piron HaChov, in the realm of Pidyon Adan, in the realm of creating mechira, she'el mechiras, shal mechinim, shal mesachar, etc. So come, Rashi, comes to the Rizvah and says, Nasal of the Chariz, you know, there's no ganov. There's no pure person. There are nice people here. We're talking about a regular father, a regular kind. The father says to the Kohen, go take the money for a few men, go take the animal for Pidyon Adan. So cold mother the Kohen wasn't zocha on the animal, he was looking at the animal. I can back out. So then the deal's not done yet. I can back out and give him a different animal. But once he picks it up, then it's his. What's considered to be picking it up? So one of two things. Either most of the Yosef, either he does Mashiach outside of the Rishos of the Bailam, or he deal, or he picks it up, so then that's the definition considered to be a Kenyan. So the obvious, maila of this pshat of the Rishonim is that you don't get to get involved in the shlichus. You don't have to start to be bothered with the kasha. You shlichus are there. Yes, shlichus are there. Shaggy, maybe you don't need this. We're not even talking. There's no vera. Everyone's honest, nice fellows. There's no gneiva taking place here. That's the maila of this pshat. course, the downside of this job is that what's he doing in the Mekama? What is he doing in the Mekama? A little bit of the mixture which deals with Geneva. What's he doing here? So you have to say that it was kind of added here just, you know, stylistically. It's a similar idea. It's a similar theme, albeit in a different tone, in a different area of halacha. So, you know, once in a while somebody says a shiur, and they're talking about one topic, but there's a similar topic that, you know, in fact, fashion figure, but there are certain similarities, certain patterns that don't slap both figures. Sometimes the second figure kind of be thrown into that aga. That's basically what these Rishonim are saying, that this mission, the second half of the mission, is really somewhat tangential. It's not really what the Masechta is dealing with, but it has a similar notion of Mashiach, well, Mashiach, therefore the mission threw it in. So basically, my question is, places of the Rizvah, how to learn Shabbat Mishnah, and ultimately, how to learn Shabbat Mishnah is going to affect whether he tells the Chiddush is right, and any Shlich of Vavera does not apply in the case of the Shlich of Shagay. Here's the second figure that also sheds light on this Machlech Yitzhak under the Rizvah, whether Yei Shlich of Vavera, any Shlich of Vavera, in the case where the Shlich of Shagay. That is the figure that appears in Masech Eskidushin, and that's Nun Amid Aleph, from the sixth of the Mamukomos, on the second page. This is somewhat related to some of the things that we spoke about last week. We mentioned last week that although there's a klal of Ein Shlich of Vavera, there's an exception to the rule. One of the exceptions to the rule is Me'ilah. That if I appoint you as a Shaliach to use something of the Beit HaMikdash, so we can mark what the special prophet hate me Truma. This is like Truma, there's Shlichos. So too by Me'ilah, there's Shlichos. Notwithstanding the fact that Me'ilah is considered to be an Avera. So that's the Yesh Ben Klal. The exception to the rule is Yesh Shlich of Vavera by Me'ilah. So come to the Gemara Kedushin of Nun Amid Aleph and quote the following halacha, quote from the Mishnah, that Nizka Balabayis v'lo Nizka Shaliach, Shaliach Mo'al. This is already a permutation within the Din of Shlichus of Me'ilah. Class of Me'ilah, as we already said last week, is when the person is doing the Me'ilah is Bishayim. The person is Nefesh, Yishim, Omar, V'chot, and Mishkot, and Mishkot, and Mishkot, so an absolute condition in order to be chayah from Me'ilah, in order to be chayah from the Me'ilah, you have to be shaykh. If you know what you're doing, if you realize that it belongs to the Beit HaMikdash, and you do to Nezid, it's a terrible avera, but it's not the, that's not called the Me'ilah, there wouldn't be a carbon for that. You'd be chayah, maybe Malchus, maybe some Beishamayim, the Chayk is Asanayim, but the Rechiyah Me'ilah, the carbon Me'ilah, we're talking about, only applies to be shaykh. So classic shrikhos by Me'ilah is as follows. I have no idea that this object is hectic. I thought it was money. So I go in and I ask somebody else, I say, Reuven, do me a favor, go and take that object for me. So I'm the Mishaleach, he's the Shaliach, I'm Shaggy, he's Shaggy, nobody knows what's going on. Classic, of all the ingredients for perfect meal about to take place. If not, the exerts that cost over the Yesh Lich and Vavera, so Reuven would be high, because he did the Mice and Eva, he actually took the dog, so that's it. Come to exerts that cost over the Yesh Lich and Vavera, and the Ishiyuf shoots back to me, I'm Chayav for Me'ilah. That's the basic halacha. That comes in Mishnah and deviates from the standard case. Comes in Mishnah and says, Nizka Balabayis or Nizka Shaliach. What if I appoint somebody as a Shaliach who will take this object, and I'm also a nice guy, an honest fellow, I think it belongs to me. And then all of a sudden in the middle, before he goes, I say, Gavalt, but I just told him to go take that, those silver coins over there, those are Master Shekel coins, those are Hector coins, they don't belong to me, that's the thing, they just have Gavalt. The Shaliach, he has no son, he saw it, a nice guy, a nice honest guy, told him to go take these coins, and he thinks he's taking it up to Chulut. So now, this is pre-communications era, so it's not as if this would never happen anymore. Why? The guy would get on his cell phone, the guy would be emailing, the guy would be, yeah, I think we should arrange that, no problem. As soon as he finds out, communication, 1 second. Old days. There's no way to contact the person. So here, yesterday, I sent him on a mission to go take those coins, thinking between most of those were my coins. And now I realize before he does the actual act of Me'ilah that they're not my coins. But the Shaliach, he's in the dark. He doesn't know what's going on. Comes the Mishnah, my quote says, Shaliach Ma'al. So the Baal HaBayis, the sender, the Mishaleach, cannot be chayav Me'ilah anymore. Because you can't be chayav Me'ilah b'mezid. Once you know that you are doing Me'ilah, so that by definition you're not doing Me'ilah anymore. Me'ilah is over if it's b'mezid. So the Mishaleach cannot possibly be chayav b'kavod. Once he's nisga, once he remembers, no way to be mechayav b'kavod. Says the Mishnah, but the Shaliach is a shogeg. So the Shaliach is chayav Me'ilah. because Lamaisa, somebody did Me'ila, he did Me'ila, he was Shagig, so he's a Chata B'Shagig, because Hashem, he has all the criteria necessary to be Chayat. So here it's where he gets the end of the deal. That if this Mishalech wouldn't have remembered, then we would have said, Yech Shluchat Vandeva, Me'ila, the Mishalech would be Chayat. But since the Mishalech remembers, so he's out of the picture, so the Me'ila, the Shalech, oh, he's left, literally holds the cash. He's left holding the goods, and he's going to have to bring the carbon beam. That's the good that appears, the Feirish. So come to Rishonim and Abadu the Dishanah. Why should this be so that the Shaliach is mild? So come to Rishonim and say, true, we can't nab the Bahabayas for Ne'ilah because the Mazit, you can't be in front of Ne'ilah. So let's bow Ne'ilah, let's remove from here the special bit of Shalichos of Ne'ilah. That kid doesn't apply here because the Balabais is major. He's nearly off hook. Forget about Hukos Me'ilah for a minute. Let's plug in the regular rules of Shluchos Shalom Shemoto. Shluchos Shalom Shemoto has a double meaning. It means that the Mishaleach is Chayav in a case that Shluchos Shalom Shemoto applies, and it also means that the Shaleach is Pasuk. The Shluchos Shalom Shemoto means that the Shliach didn't do it. The Shliach was an agent. Just, he was acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. So in a case where Shluchos Shalom Shemoto applies, in a case where we meet the criteria for Shluchos, so that everything reverts back to the Mishaleach, and the Shliach gets nothing, gets no credit, gets no debit, nothing, he doesn't gain, doesn't lose from what he did. So here, Nitzke Balabais was Nitzke Shliach Shliach Mal. Tachlis, he appointed him as his Shliach. So true, the Balabais can't be Chayav because he was the Mazit, so what he wants, but true, the Balabais can't be Chayav, but let the Shliach report it also. Let the Shliach say, I will be Shliach. What do you want from me? So Shluch Shalom Shemoto, let the Mishaleach be Chayav. Why the Shliach can't be Chayav? Because he's a Mazit. What does that have to do with me? Well, why does the fact that the Mishaleach is Potter, why does that get me into trouble? I'm still the innocent Shliach. I was acting as a Shliach, Shluch Shalom Shemoto. So why is Halach say Shliach more? So comes Rashi on, in two different places, two different reasons. Rashi over here says, you know what, Shliach is stuck holding the goods. Another Mishaleach is Shliach is Chayav. Says Rashi, because we have a rule, saying Shliach is not there. The rule is that there's no Shliach is not there. There's only Shliach is by Me'ilah, but this is not Me'ilah anymore. Once it's Nitzke Balabai, it's not Me'ilah. So once you're out of the realm of the guest doesn't Me'ila, you fall right back into regular dinim of Shalikha Tadvanera. And the rule is, that ain't Shalikha Tadvanera. So Rashi, if I tell Reuben, go kill Shimon, so if Reuben pulls the trigger, he's Chayim. So this is Shalikha Chayim. So what did I mean? I told Reuben to go use the money in that ditch. He uses the money in that ditch, he's Chayim.
But the Pulver now, hold it with us, as Shiva, to kill someone
is
if
you're
an
Isha. It's not allowed to be in there.
Yeah,
there's
no
Isha. No, it is. No. No one's allowed to use Mamush or Hatshah. That's a different Mamush. The fact that he knows and doesn't know that, that's the
same because the Shliach didn't start with an Isha. But by going to tell someone, Mumin tells him to go kill him, he's starting with an Isha of killing someone.
But this is it. I'm telling you to use the money in Hatshah. So that's the starting point of the Nisa. So that's for you, that's the Nisa. For you, it's the Nisa. For me, that's the Nisa. That's also called it. The fact that he didn't know about it, that's a technicality. But the issue is still there. So he says, Rashi, that's called Ishluch and Vazir. So Rashi says, the reason ultimately why the Shaliach is Chayav, why the Shaliach can't turn around and say that, what do you want from me, I'm only a Shaliach? The reason is because ain't Shaliach is Vazir. That's Rashi's chat in his day.
Would that be transferable to any type of Israelite thing without a transitive condition to an Avar?
Yeah, we're going to tell that tomorrow, Wednesday, whatever the next year is, that's the next year. Exactly the case we're going to talk about, tomorrow we're going to see about that. So comes the Ketzos and says, hey, I don't understand this at all. The Shaliach is Chayah because Ein Shaliach is Vaveira, so you work with the regular rules of Ein Shaliach is Vaveira. But the Shaliach is a shogeg. When the Shaliach is a shogeg, so what it tells us, in tradition of the days, that Eish Lech Zavera falls by the wayside. Eish Lech Zavera. Comes the Tosus, Azal Dalakash. He says, according to Tosus, let the Shaliach turn around and say, wait a second, you want me to be Moel? I'm a shuliach. I'm a shuliach. So we turn around and say, what do you mean you're a shuliach? And shuliach is not there. So the shuliach says, well, you never learn Tzadik, you do stuff in the day. That when I'm a shuliach, so then the whole rule of Eichel and Vareh falls by the wayside, because then the Rav every time it doesn't apply. So since I'm a shuliach, we should, 100 Kushla Duchta, I should have the status of a shuliach, and I should get off the hook. Now truly, the shuliach is not going to be chayav. At the end of the day, there's no way the shuliach is going to be chayav, because he's not a shuliach. So the chot of the shuliach is, if you're not a shuliach, you're not going to be incurring the ilah. But let's at least invoke shlichos to get the shuliach off the hook as well. So that's the tzaitis kasha under din. We had a kasha under din. Why is the shuliach moral? Why doesn't he take shlichos? So we said, no, because ain't shlichos are there. So come to tzaitis and our bazos, it's a really ain't shlichos are there. But everybody knows that Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis says, today shlichos are there, it doesn't apply to the shlichos shagim. Who's going to be sitting in the corner and chuckling? The Ritva. Ritva says, I told you so. Ritva says, I told you. Ain't shlichos are there, applies across the board. According to the Ritva, the Gemara reads like a charm. The Gemara reads glass. Shliach mal. There's no shlichos here. The ain't shlichos are there, and baby shagim is amazing. According to the Ritva, those last two words, shlichos mal, make perfect sense.
They wouldn't call him shlichos.
He was a shliach Hashem at the beginning. The bishop is talking about originally appointed him as a shliach, so that he was a shliach. Now at the end, he's ending up in a prayer about the mishnah. So what do you do according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, why is the halacha shliach mal? What happened to shlichos? Chori yesh shlichos v'aveir b'shekin. Comes to Tosfos and says he dug up another Rashi, the Rashi of Chagiga that appeared on the days of all places. Comes Rashi and says shliach ani my oven. He's the Balabayis Potter, the cave in the Niskar. Anan Sade, the Sulo Michale Bishlechuse de Hech, who mehashta lav shluchahu, who me is shlich menavi. Rashi says a whole different reason. You know why the Shaliach is Chayef? You know why the Shaliach is Mom? You know why the Shaliach can't say I'm only a Shaliach? It's understood that once the Shaliach realized midstream that he sent him on a terrible mission, he sent him on a mission to go be more behaftik that he never meant to do in the first place. So the Mishalech is gevalt. I don't want to do it anymore. Once the Mishalech, whether he says it or doesn't say it, doesn't really matter. Anan Sade, we understand, lo nichalei b'shlichus b'heach. It's ki'ilu v'yuz mevalt ol b'shlichus. What's the deal? If I appoint the Shaliach to somebody to knock his truma, and then before he does the hafrasha, I turn around and I say, no, I don't want him to do my Shaliach anymore. You tell me, no, I told you that he did. I'm the one who appointed him as the Shaliach. I'm the one who can involve the Shaliach. So comes Rashi Chagig and says, you know why the Shaliach is more? You know why the Shaliach can't turn around and say, I'm only a Shaliach? Because you're not a Shaliach anymore. Because the Balabayit was, by definition, was involved for you. Because he doesn't want to be involved in this anymore. So comes itself and says, Tosfos is going to be forced to learn this shot. Tosfos is going to have to explain, you know why Shaliach mal? Because of the technical quirk that there was bitul shlichus. So everybody agrees that it's in shlichus mal. Everybody agrees to what it appears in the mission of the Gemara Shlichus Achtunah Menalos. In a situation where the Mishalech appoints him to do the ila, then the Mishalech remembers in the middle, and the Shaliach is going on his merry way doing it, Mishalgeh, Shaliach mal. So the question that we pose is, why is he mal? Why didn't you say shlichus? I'm just listening to the Mishalech, so how can I be chayav? So he said, oh, the answer must be, that ain't shlichus v'azera. That's the Rashi introduced Matmun Shib to say. So if so, that's all fine according to the Ritva, who holds that ain't shlichus v'azera applies even when the shlichus shagim. But according to Tosfos, who holds that ain't shlichus v'azera doesn't apply when the shlichus shagim. So, Hadra Krishna Dukhta, why is it shliach mal? Comes itself and build up another Rashi in the Sefer Chagiga. Rashi gives another reason. The reason is that there was understood bitul hashlichus. That's the reason why, in the end of the day, the shlich is mal. So, each of them come here with Bisholom, the din is shlich mal. No question, the Mishnah, Gemara, the Sefer Shushan Dachman. 2 days in Rashi, why that's true? So, if itself in effect, the 2 days in Rashi, are really the machloikis between Tosfos and the Ritva. There's one last Gemara that may or may not shed light on this Sugya. At the bottom of the Mamma Kama, the 8th Mamma Kama, Gemara of the Kamadach of the Days and the Days, where the Gemara says, Masif Rav, Hosu 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 Rav, going to Ir Miklot, and going into Golos. So the Gemara discusses the possibility, what if I'm administering Malkus, you know, I brought me a kid with Yosef, you know, I hit the guy more than the halacha permission in him. But I made a mistake, and we goofed in the count, and I gave him an extra makah, and the person never died, So Hamashiach, I didn't mean to kill him. I'm trying to do the mitzvah of giving mappas. And the person ended up dying. I mean, the girl, the Gemara talks about a whole series of different details. Is that children cover the maiden? Is it not cover the maiden? We're not learning the figures of the mikvah right now. But the Gemara just at the end of the figure, the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Who's hitting the person? The Shaliach Beisdin. Who's administering the mouth? Because who's the one who's really in charge? The Dayanim. So, you know, the procedure of Matas is the brother of the Dayanim Kare, Hashemi Mernim, Ashlisha Merkayim. The first one feeds the Pukin, Hitler Shemesh Makos. So the second one counts off the 39 Makos. And the third one gives instruction to the person who's actually hitting him to give the Makos. So the Gemara says that who's Chayav Gomer? At the end of the day, the guy who gave the actual hit, the guy who gave the Makos, the guy who physically killed the person, he's the one who's going to be Chayav Gomer. Comes to Tosafot and says, he's only a shaliach. A shaliach was bar aveira. Why can't he turn it? Why can't he? What's that? Back chapter 7. Says itself, he's only a shaliach. If he's only a shaliach, why is the person himself chayav? So l'chora, the reason why the makia, the person who's giving the hitting, is chayav, is because he's not only a shaliach. We're talking about sicha. So it's sicha. So it's an aveira. Eish luch is not aveira. So that's the reason why the shaliach is chayav. He comes to Tosafot and says, "Well, wait a second. Is there a maiden here? Chas v'sholom. Everyone's looking for maiden. Chalil v'chalil. Nobody wants to kill anybody. Everyone's a shergei. We made a mistake. That's the case of Golos. You go to Golos, that means that you're a shergei. So we're talking about a case of shergei." And l'chora, if the Rishonim are right, if Tosafot is right, that yesh shlich is va'aveira when the shlich is a shogei, so then the shlich, you're off the hook. The shlich bays and say, what do you want from me? I'm only a shliach. Yesh shlich is va'aveira when I'm only a shogei. So the shlich is seeking me a raya bura like the ritva. That a shlich is va'aveira across the board. No answers and buts, no yot in the cloud. A shlich is va'aveira, therefore the shlich is not a shlich. He's acting on his own accord, and therefore he's the one who's going to be chayav the punishment. He's the one who's going to have to go to Golos. So if all Gemara is tucked away, but the Kamadach on the day, the Sreish dug up a raya, the Tezim is one of his relatives. They don't quote this raya. The Sreish is up, there's a raya bura. How are you taking a raya? It's quoted from the Rishol Salanta, who's taking a raya of the Sreish. Contemporary Sreish. Comes to Rishol Salanta and says, the term Shaliach Bezim is a misnomer. It's a convenient term that we use to describe someone who's working on behalf of the Beis Din. You get a paycheck for the Beis Din, you call him a shliach of the Beis Din. A pi halacha, he's not the shliach of the Beis Din. Says it himself, Salanta. Beis Din is a mitzvah to pass to the Shana. Guy comes, he's in an aveira, he's amazing, we pass it up, and he's chayav makos. So Beis Din is a fact, he's chayav makos. Now there's a mitzvah in the Torah of, we call ourselves, we feel ourselves, we sell ourselves, there's a mitzvah to administer makos. Who is that mitzvah will tell us on? I'll call Yisrael, whoever's able to do it. You know, you have to have that's why everyone walking around giving everybody else markers. You have to set up a system in place that the Beis Din has to authorize, delegate somebody to do the actual marker. But is the shliach acting as a shliach for the Beis Din? No. It's his own fear. It's the same fear he has as the Bayan has. So the term shliach Beis Din is a meaningless statement. It's just a term that we use colloquially just to describe what looks like, what appears to be going on here. Looks like he's acting on behalf of the Beis Din, but he's not. He's acting on his own accord. When you give makas, you're your own man. You're giving it to Kodesh yourself. You have a mitzvah to administer makas. Everybody has a mitzvah to administer makas. Days that will arrange how to do it in an orderly, mitzvah way, but in terms of who are you acting on behalf of, you're not acting on behalf of the Mishnah. You're not acting as a shaliach. It says in the Sot Alanta, the Kseif wanted to relate this figure to Pesach and the Ritva, right? It happened before. The Inshlech, Inshlech, Kseif, Mazed. So there's nothing to do with Shalish. So you can call it a sefer. This is nothing zero to do with shlichos. This is a quote unquote shlich beizin. This is not shlichos. This is the quote unquote shlich beizin after he ends on accord. That's what he himself is going to be punished. I'll come upon him. We're left exactly where we started this year with him. I'm quite excited to read Vah. Yei shlich is razeh v'shegi. Yei shlich is razeh v'shegi. We tried to get out of a camera that I attached. We didn't get anywhere. We had two shots of the Mishnah. We tried singing conditions that's not about Me'ilah. We didn't get anywhere either. We tried to sing about a camera that's one of the days. We might be getting with the three Gemaras that depends on the impact on the figure. At the end of the day, all of the Bible summaries can be read in two totally different ways, thereby not bringing any right rule to neither the Tosafot or the Ritva. Hopefully next year we'll continue about the other inyanim, other aspects of Sichas.